Ottawa, the Liberal Party has kicked Ruby Dalla out of the leadership race just days before the contestants were to face off in two debates in Montreal. Party National Director Azam Ismail says in a statement published late Friday that the decision was made unanimously by the Liberal Leadership Vote Committee. He says a thorough investigation concluded that Dalla's campaign had 10 violations of the national leadership rules, the vote rules, and the expense rules. He said those include alleged violations of the Canada Elections Act, not disclosing material facts, inaccurate financial reporting, and other election finance violations. In a post on X Friday evening, Dalla said the decision to eliminate her from the race was both shocking and deeply disappointing. She said the allegations the Liberal Party used against her were false and fabricated. In a press release, Dalla's team said the allegations were made to complete Mark Carney's coronation, and that she was the only candidate running neck and neck with him in the polls. It is evident that the Liberal Party did not want Ruby, the only candidate who could challenge Carney in the debates, win the race, and become leader and Canada's next prime minister, the release said. Multiple polls have suggested that Mark Carney is by far the frontrunner in the leadership race. He has also led the race in fundraising, with campaign data released by Elections Canada showing that Carney had raised $1.9 million as of February 9. Dalla came in last out of all the candidates, raising $144,880. In the release, Dalla's campaign said the Liberal Party had lost its moral compass, noting that the 27 questions from the party only came after Dalla's $350,000 payment to enter the race was made. Dalla said in a statement that the corruption and bias of the Liberal Party would not be forgotten. When the Prime Minister handpicked Mark Carney as his successor, we knew this would be an uphill battle, Dalla said. But today proves this was never a fair race. It was a sham from the beginning. The decision comes a day after the Globe and Mail reported that the party had reached out to Dalla with multiple questions about her campaign finances and possible allegations of foreign interference. In multiple statements on X, Dalla denies all the allegations, calling them fabricated, fictitious, and fake. She indicated that she learned of her disqualification from a CBC report, not from the party. Dalla said the party had questions about some of the donations made to her campaign, but said none of them were really a problem. She said six out of several hundred donations involved a couple using their joint credit card to make donations for both the husband and wife. This is entirely legal, she posted. She said another fabricated violation was that donors made $21,000 in contributions directly to her campaign instead of using the required custom link that sends the funds first to the party. The campaign refunded the donations and asked the donors to resubmit them via the customized link, she said. These donations estimated $21,000. This was not a violation. Yet another fake, false, and fabricated allegation, designed to keep me from the ballot. In his statement, Ismail said the investigation was extensive, including interviews, questionnaires, and an opportunity for Dr. Dalla to directly address the committees. The Leadership Vote Committee determined that the violations were extremely serious, accepted the recommendation of the Chief Electoral Officer, and disqualified Dr. Dalla under Section 8(i) of the National Leadership Rules, he wrote. Dalla had paid the full $350,000 entry fee to the party by the deadline earlier this week, $300,000 of which is non-refundable. This narrows the field to four candidates. Former Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney, former Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland, Montreal businessman Frank Bayliss, and former Liberal House Leader Karina Gould. They will face each other in a French-language debate in Montreal Monday, followed by an English-language debate on Tuesday. The party selects its next leader on March 9. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 21, 2025. Kyle Duggan, Catherine Morrison, The Canadian Press.